1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Monday Newsmaker is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Affordable without compromise. That's not easy to come by when shopping for a compact utility tractor, unless you make a visit to Prairie Land Partners John Deere, where you'll find a high-performance machine at a reasonable price, like the 1E, perfect for small property owners. Stop by any of their 15 locations or visit them online at prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution, Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 20th of September, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Dr. Gary Z. Gary is the director of bands at Emporia State University, and a jazz concert is near. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good.
Outstanding. Well, we've got a big jazz concert here to close out the month, and once again, partnering here to benefit the United Way of the Flint Hills. How pleased are you to be part of this?
You know, we are so excited for a number of reasons. First of all, just to be having an actual concert in Albert Taylor Hall is so exciting. This will be the first time in, 18 months that the band has been able to play on stage, and they're working up a great show for everybody. And I know when we did the United Way fundraiser a couple of years ago, we raised, I think, well over $1,000. And we made the admission free to the public with goodwill donations at the door. So it's a night of great music, and it helps a really worthy cause.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, Gary. How good is it? How does it feel to be able to perform in front of the public again in Albert Taylor Hall? That's got to be a good feeling.
Oh, I can't tell you how good it feels. I mean, it just we're really excited to get going. And needless to say, we're taking all necessary precautions while we rehearse and everything. But it should be just a wonderful night. And as always, you know, what we try to do is have music for every taste at this concert. And there'll be a number of different groups that are performing. First up will be our faculty jazz combo. And we're fortunate that we have a lot of great, talented musicians on our music faculty, and we'll actually be playing three original pieces of mine that I wrote for this concert, and they'll feature Tracy Freeze on the vibraphone, Bill Woodworth, who's our marching band director, is an amazing bass player, Riley Day, who teaches on the faculty but is also the orchestra director at Emporia High, he'll be playing guitar, Kevin Ravis, who is a Kansas Poet Laureate, will be playing drum set. Ramiro Miranda, who is the director of the Emporia Symphony, will be playing jazz violin. And we also have a student, Javier Chavez, who will be playing alto sax.
That's a great
group. So it should be a great lineup there.
And you?
Rounding out I'll play trumpet.
There we go. Don't leave yourself out, Gary.
There you go. I'll try to keep up with those guys. Rounding out the first half, we have a couple other really cool things. Riley Day has put together, we have three really fine guitar players. They're going to do this really cool guitar quartet. And then what I'm looking forward to is there's a young man by the name of Brennan Ryan. He has been our next-door neighbor literally since the day he was born. He'll be doing something which is called beatboxing. And if you've never heard it before, it will just blow you away. It's like, you know, just with a microphone and what he can do vocally, he sounds like a full drum set. And we heard him down at Radius a couple weeks ago, and I just couldn't believe how fun it was. So we're just going to put him on stage with a microphone and let him go crazy. And I think the crowd will absolutely love it. In the second half, that'll be our Jazz One Ensemble. And we're really proud because, once again, for the 10th time, this group has been picked to perform at the Kansas Music Educator Association Convention in Wichita in February. So we're real happy with that. And we'll be doing all kinds of different music, like kind of straight-ahead big band swing by people like Carl Stroman and Nat Adderley. We're doing some pieces by Chico O'Farrell and even by Stevie Wonder. We'll have a number of featured soloists. You'll hear Javier on alto sax. You'll hear two of my fine trumpet players, Ben Ortstadt and Caitlin Hess, playing this really, really neat arrangement of Over the Rainbow. And we'll hear Gene Sutherland on tenor saxophone. They'll all be featured that night.
Man, that is a list. And obviously there's so much music that, you know, you're obviously not going to be able to play everything you want to in a concert in this setting, but what goes through your mind here, Gary, when you are trying to set the playlist here for an evening this spectacular and really this notable?
Well, that's a great, great question. You know, what I try to do is we try to have variety. You know, the old saying, variety is the spice of life. Well, that's really, really true on any concert we program. You know, so again, we might have a swing, we might have a Latin, we might have a pop tune, we might have a little bit of everything. And, yeah, I think the whole idea is, again, you know, I know I say this every time we do an interview, but we try to have hopefully multiple things that everybody in the audience will enjoy. And I think the one constant is when people hear these kids play for the first time, they're always amazed, you know, that, wow, I didn't realize, you know, there was this kind of stuff going on in Emporia. And usually followed by, man, I wish we would have came to more concerts. but this is a great opportunity for people to hear these groups play, and again, at no cost. And I'll let you guys talk about the United Way, you know, part of it.
Well, all I know is you have got a picnic basket full of musical flavor for us coming up on Thursday, September 30th, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall. And yes, proceeds will benefit the United Way of the Flint Hills, as Dr. Zeke mentioned. They're dropping the admission cost, so we appreciate and thank Emporia State's Department of Music for doing that. And then just a free will donation accepted to benefit the United Way, and it's over 20 community partners. Now, the United Way of the Flint Hills, their fundraising drive is underway for this year's campaign, led by Dr. Mike Argabright, and workplace campaigns have begun, so this is very important to get you know, the fundraising drive for the United Way off to a great start. And this jazz concert, as Gary mentioned, we started this a couple of years ago, and it was a huge success, so we appreciate Emporia State's cooperation and generosity to go ahead and do this for us again, once again this year. I'm a board member of the United Way, and I was the campaign drive chair the first year that we did this. I came up with the idea, so appreciate Gary leading the way to help out the United Way of the Flint Hills and their 2021 fundraising campaign, which is very important. You know, the work of the United Way, you know, just last year probably benefited 15,000 people here in and around the Emporia area. So your support and help much appreciated. And you're going to get a great, great show coming up Thursday, September 30th, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall. We're looking forward to it, Gary.
Well, thanks. We're so much looking forward to play.
Hey, thanks for your time. As always, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary.
Oh, well, thank you, guys, and thank you for all the good work that you do.
Appreciate it, Gary. Have a good day.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, Dr. Gary Zeke, Director of Bands, Emporia State. What a lineup that is.
Man, that is just dripping with talent.
It is, isn't it?
Boy, that plate is over full, and you're not going to miss a beat. It's going to be a great time.
September 30th, Thursday, September 30th, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slot, go to next week, because this week's full. And we've been